Ještě jednou vás chci příští pátek v prezidentské volbě požádat o vaše hlasy. Přesně jsem to trefil.
Děkuji, velmi oceňuji tu přesnost. Nyní je řada na vás.
Děkuji vám, paní předsedkyně. Chtěl bych poděkovat celému klubu za přijetí a jsem rád, že se...
Václav Klaus ends his opening address before the chairwoman hands the floor to Jan Švejnar. During Tuesday afternoon's historic first televised debate between two candidates for the post of Czech president. The incumbent and the challenger sat opposite each other for over an hour at a table full of senators from the opposition Social Democrats. They had invited the two candidates to speak to their party group at the Senate. And Jan Richter is at the Senate and joins me on the phone from there now. Jan, the two candidates have met before the cameras for the first time today. How would you characterize the debate?
Well, it was technically not a debate. It was a hearing in front of the Social Democratic Senators Club. So also the format was different. Both candidates could ask questions concerning various aspects of Czech politics. For the fact that it was not a regular debate with a neutral presenter, it was rather heated, and it got heated towards the end as well. Technically, this has no, or formally, this has no significant for the electors, as the president gets elected by electors, members of the both houses of the Czech parliament. The thing is, though, that because it was televised and it received such wide publicity, it might, in fact, in the end, pressure, especially some MPs, because it might change the public's views of both candidates.
And in particular, what issues were the senators asking the two candidates about?
They raised a number of issues, starting with the political and economical transformation of Czechoslovakia and the Czech Republic in the 1990s, and then various controversial problems, including the adoption of euro, and the role of NGOs, the issue of climate warming. The thing was that because it was not a neutral ground, as I said, it was hosted by the Social Democrat Senators Club. Almost all the questions were actually asked to provoke Václav Klaus to give his kind of well-known ideas about these controversial topics.
And did they succeed in provoking Mr. Klaus?
Oh, yes, they did. I think the major interest of the senators was not to get any new information from Václav Klaus, but to lay ground for Jan Švejnar to actually object and reject Václav Klaus's ideas about these things.
And how did
For example, talking about privatization, Václav Klaus said that the transformation here in the 1990s was more successful comparatively to any other countries in Central and Eastern Europe, whereas Jan Švejnar said that besides the word robot, that the Czech language shared with the international vocabulary, it was also the word tunneling that entered the vocabulary, international vocabulary. So they conflicted in most of these questions.
So, Jan Richter on the phone there from the Czech Senate, and we'll be bringing you all the news about the presidential elections, including some special reports next week. And, of course, we'll be reporting from the vote itself on Friday the 8th. So do join us here on Radio Prague next week if you can.